So here you are on another little break in Homer, and you've already been called into another special session. When does that start?
The 11th it'll start.
I understand the governor is calling you back to work on three specific things. Can you outline those?
Well, there, of course, the big one is restructuring the permanent fund dividend and making a sustainable draw on the permanent fund earnings reserve, basically.
And how about the other two?
Well, the other two are quite a bit broader. One of them is on oil and gas taxes and tax credits. As you will recall, in the last session, we did 247, which was a House bill that was very specific on both Cook Inlet and the North Slope. But then when it came back from the Senate, it had gotten considerably weakened. So it only really dealt with mostly Cook Inlet and the net operating losses and the credits on the North Slope were going to be generated just like they had been previously. So digging the same hole that we've got ourselves into, digging it at the same rate. So that is one of the things that I think that we'll be approaching. But we haven't seen the bill or bills that the governor will introduce on those subjects.
And the other issue is income tax and taxes in general.
That's correct. You know, we were down in the legislature, and throughout the entire time, we were not able to address any new revenue measures, not whether a tax increase on tobacco or alcohol or mining taxes, fishing taxes. All of those bills were presented by the governor, but we didn't act on a single one of them. At least the House considered most of them. In the Senate, most of them were not taken up at all. So revenue measures have been very difficult for this legislature to even talk about, much less actually vote on.
This is the fifth special session. Is this a little bit like when you don't finish an assignment at school and he's calling you back in and saying, hey, you haven't finished your assignment?
Well, yes. You know, my message to the governor, which I delivered directly, as well as through newsletters and other things that I send to constituents, is that he has all of the tools to accomplish the job that he wants. He can veto the amount that he deems necessary in the budget for paying the dividends. He can also veto that $430 million or any portion of it that is going extra to pay oil and gas tax company credits. I am sure that we wouldn't override his veto on either one of those unless they became very drastic.
So why do you think he did send it back then?
Well, we haven't seen his vetoes yet. Possibly he's giving the vetoes and then letting us come back and look at, okay, do you want to structure this differently? I don't know. It wasn't my advice. I mean, I think that we need to look at restructuring and having people campaign on what they plan to do in the next legislature.
So when are you expecting that his vetoes might be handed down?
Well, I was hearing they should come fairly soon. I mean, they have to come before the first. And so
that's the beginning of the new fiscal year.
The new fiscal year begins the first. If the budget isn't signed before then we do not have a budget, and that means state government stops, all the layoffs would immediately start happening, those kind of things. So I'm sure that a budget will be signed. How many vetoes are in that, we're waiting to see.
Thank you.
You're welcome.